we'll have to.
Okay, John?
I do have a concern, and it starts with a question. 72.045, strike out through sentence one. And that is that the local official will verify the testing evaluation of quality assurance requirements are met. Is this a part of this section B?
No.
My concern is that these requirements aren't verified at the local level, that those, some folks may not meet those requirements if no one is looking to make sure that they've been met. And if we strike that sentence one, I think that is a mistake.
So that's not part of this piece you're saying, Dale?
Well, under B,
no, nowhere did it really mention 972.045.
I saw it that way.
Okay.
So that's not part of this.
Well,
all right. Well, and the problem is we got five or six general things that may be scattered through the whole document, maybe a piece here, a piece there that are included in those things. And I'm not sure everything is all inclusive in these general statements. I think it's going to be really difficult without going through each proposed modification one at a time and dealing with it to be able to get through this.
That's what this was, that's what this is designed to do.
I realize, like this right here, I think that 45 has something to do with B in, to some extent. So it's going to be hard to, without going through and just saying, let's start at the beginning and look at 972.005's scope, and that last part of that sentence in scoping and dealing with it, and then going to the next one, dealing with it, going on through pages, dealing with it.
Hey, Jeff, can I say something? I think the way it's phrased here will cover that, because what you're trying to do here is to get out of following the rule, the specific requirements for making sure that the product complies with the Rule 9B72. So, because you're leaving that to the discretion of the building official to determine how you want to do that. So, if what you're raising would be barred, the way I read it, would be barred of B.
Yeah, I think it's part of it, too. I think it's, and I'm not sure that all the pertinent sections are listed that are part of B.
If they're not.
Well, all right. In that case, then I would suggest, as the gentleman suggested, in 90.072, 9072.045, the way DOAF has been taken out, I would add after having the additional building official through inspection and planning.
You would add, say it again?
After the building official and through inspection and planning.
Which may include a review of the test reports, evaluation of quality assurance.
Exactly.
And that would be, I think that would cover.
Because during the budget process, you have the ability to request that.
Okay, so what's your meaning?
I guess we focus on this FOAP proposal, and perhaps that's the way to go. So personally, I think it is, however, because that's a fine proposal to make to the commission, a fine proposal to address an issue. However, we've got to change the statute in order to adopt that by rule, so we can't limit ourselves to talking about changing rule language. I don't know when that became the sole focus.
Well, I'm not sure that it is, Jim. I'm just saying that, in my opinion, I don't think you can fix this rule without statutorily changing things. So that's what has to happen, then. That's what we're going to do.
The idea, I don't disagree with that.
All right. Well, let's just move on here. I think the plan is to make recommendations back to the commission on what changes the work group would like to see the local fire treatment system. some of which may be require watching. This commission have to do that, of course. Some of them may not. So help me out here. I think this is even the scope of what the field is charged
with. Yeah, but we're going from the public document to the draft rule amendment that was submitted to the commission. Rule adoption hearing and meeting on the rule adoption hearing, and I think that's an improper focus.
Okay.
Jeff.
Gord.
I would move Dale's proposal wording to the rule as a recommendation.
Which is to utilize this language from
that's
one
name, that language is Dale.
And add, additionally, to add some language through inspections and plans on 0245 would be your recommendation.
And I will second that.
All right.
I got a point of order. Aren't we now doing what Jim said we couldn't do this meeting?
We're not doing that.
We're doing local product group.
It was my understanding what we were addressed to do is to discuss how local product approval could take place within the rule that we were about to publish. Not how BOAF wanted to amend it, but how product approval would take place so it would be a unified action throughout the state based on how we were trying to do the quick fix.
For local product.
Now we got
for local product fix. Approval. But working within what the quick fix would do.
Well, I mean, Rick, what the commission voted at the meeting, your teleconference meeting, was to basically eliminate the quick fix process and to go to a single rule process that would encompass both aspects of that. So that's no longer on the table. What this group is charged with doing was reviewing issues related to product approval on a local, in effect, local level, and to make recommendations to the commission at the next meeting about proposed changes, which I presume could be changes to language or not. That's what how I saw that. Hold the second.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
If that is our case, then how can we go and fine-tune a paragraph here and a paragraph there if we haven't set the overall goal of how we wanted to do it? I agree with you. We need to go through this exercise of what's good and what's bad and how much we like it and don't like it before we can ever get into the fine-tuning of the wording. Because we may be changing something that later on comes about, we're going to knock out completely because we didn't like it.
All right, so what we can do is approve each piece conditionally and come back at the end and approve the package. How's that? That way, nothing.
And then we go and wordsmith the document.
Okay, so in concept.
The local product approval section of the document.
Hold on.
Whatever we end up changing.
That's what we're doing anyway. We're trying to get the concepts and we're going to approve it. The final motion would be to approve the tax recommendations.
Yeah, but the motion on the floor is not that. The motion on the floor is specific wording.
Then let's ask for support for the concept as part of the package and we'll go back and see it as
I would amend it to make it a conceptual proposal of what you know, the language and the other. It doesn't have to be the specific language, but the conceptual proposal by allowing land review inspection.
Well, let's not take a formal motion. Let's take a straw poll support. Right?
Yeah. Explain to me what the motion is.
All right.
Because I thought we were going through here and we were trying to get an opinion from the group of where we stood on these issues here, and therefore, and then when we find out we have a major difference, we can work on that issue, and then we can work on the language. I haven't dealt with this rule for quite a long period of time here. We start throwing motions back and forth. I can assure you that the final outcome is going to be just as controversial as where we are right now.
All right, so what we're doing then is we're going through each of the sections. This particular proposal is to approve us as a non-binding straw poll support for that concept. We'll go through each one of these and come back and look at it as a package and see if it makes sense collectively together. What the proposal is specifically on this piece is to take the recommendations that were made that relate to removing certain language relative to local jurisdictions and then to add some additional language that clarifies that this is done through inspections in the plans review process.
Let me clarify this in third grade terms, which is, helps me a great deal.
Make it second so I can get it.
All right. On with respect to B, what we're talking about doing on straw polls is in concept, do we agree with what's here and what we discussed? concept. Then we'll go back, as Craig says, and specifically take care of line items.
That's why we had this Rockies acceptability policy.
Now we know why we're doing this Rockies.
All right. I'm just going to go through the initial ranking.
Point of order. There's a motion on the floor. You've got to dispense with somehow.
Yes, thank you. George, would you just withdraw your motion?
Yes.
And we'll put it in the form of a straw poll. Lorraine, do you want to say something quickly?
Yeah, I think I want to expand on what Steve Bassett and Dale and George have said. If you look at B, it's talking about Brisbane. I mean, you can call it, you know, a concept. You can call it whatever you want. But you're talking about taking out words from the rule. And I think the one thing that we have not done is, in English, and I like the third grade concept myself, spell out what exactly is the responsibility of local jurisdictions when it comes to product approval, especially for these products. All we're talking about is, you know, what they're not going to do, or what they should do, or what the rule says they shouldn't do. What we haven't heard is, what are they supposed to do? So I guess I'm suggesting, respectfully, that, you know, that conversation take place. Exactly what is it does the commission expect the local jurisdiction to do with respect to this rule, with respect to product approval? What do we want to do? Just write it out, and then later you can go back and wordsmith it, you know, and take those decisions and put them into words. But I think we're wordsmithing, and I don't think that's going to get us anywhere.
All right, so
it's too hard to follow anyway. That
I think that's what basically Dennis was proposing, was that option, was an option related to that. So why don't you make a note on this bigger piece as well, that we want to, that there should be some determination or some discussion on what local jurisdictions, what responsibility local jurisdictions have, and make a statement to that effect as well. So I think that's a good idea. What we're going to try to do is keep to the concepts here, not worry about the specific language. But this group recommends this concept, and the PAC's recommendation to the commission, and that will need to be done through a more formal rule process, I guess, at the commission's level. So with that in mind, Dale, is this still a good way to start with what you're proposing, what you're a struggle of support for?
Yeah, back to third grade terms, we're going to accept, we're talking about in concept what this paragraph says under B. Again, any further discussion we had concerning
land
use inspection.
All right, so the idea is that specific,
we'll add,
some of those
we'll
specific.
Add the definition of exactly what a local jurisdiction is required to do with respect to what their responsibility is as a project.
Okay, so that's the concept. Does anybody have any clarification only on the concept?
Jeff, can you have him speak up?
Okay. Yeah. What I would suggest, that I apologize that we don't have microphones, that everybody would just move forward, and we'll try to get folks to express what we're what the proposal is, and this is just a straw poll of a concept of eliminating certain references to local responsibilities and replacing them with a more specific definition of what that would entail, part of which may be inspections of transit content. Is that fair enough, Dale?
Yes.
All right. So, Greg? Okay. Those of you,
when you do a plan review, that means a specific product on a certain project. And I don't think that's what the product approval is for, it's generic. You get specific now, right?
I don't think so. I think it's a more of a larger concept of what does local product approval mean? And it means, you know, perhaps inspections, plans review, and just trying to take some of it.
Yeah, it doesn't usually include plan review. Usually when you get a product approval thing, you look at it, you do your own evaluation, and then you say it does or does not apply to this job.
Okay.
Right, is correct?
You'd have to have one.
Well, they would be.
Yeah. I wanted to make a point of clarification. Doing this, you do recognize, I guess, what certain building departments are doing, but you also limit the building departments
what they can do in the future.
The 90 days will not be authorized in the patent system that they have in place for here.
What
because this establishes what the system is.
No, this is establishing a base of what is required. And nothing here that says you can't go beyond the base.
Well, that's in the statute.
So the
local system of product approval is what we are to design. And that is going to be applicable throughout the counties and municipalities in the state.
I think the problem with the range is we're mixing apples and oranges. We're mixing plan review and inspection. It's not the same thing.
It's up to the extent that I think I should talk about this. That if a manufacturer has a listed labeled product, that was an application process. That was absolutely correct. That would become a part of plan review and inspection. It has to. What Ronnie's saying is correct. The only way, however, the only way that you can verify something is to plan review or inspection. That's odd. Those are all the tools.
But there's nothing in the rule or anything that we propose that says that Miami-Dade or any other jurisdiction can't set up a process for the local product. The law says you shall do this. The rule says you shall do this. And there's nothing that says that Palm Beach County can't set up a local product approval process that you go through the steps in that jurisdiction to get your product approved.
Yes, sir. It's called preemption. When the state makes a law, locals are subject to that.
Doesn't the state say that locals, the law says this, that the locals,
locals are not authorized to go over the local process. Right. The locals are not authorized to go over and above the process designated by the Florida Building Commission. That is the process, not the minimum, not the maximum. It is the process.
And is Miami-Dade going above and beyond what the state process is?
I don't know what the state is doing. They're not supposed to.
Okay. Well, the state process is that you, if you have a certified product that you verify that the certification agency is approved, that you do this and that you do this and that you do this and this. And if you come to a local jurisdiction with a product that hasn't gone through state product approval, you have to verify the certification agency is correct. That is product approval. That's not management. That is product approval. If somebody comes to my jurisdiction and I set up the same product approval process that the state goes through and charge them for it, whatever we want to do, there's nothing in this agreement to do with that.
You have to set it up between the confines of the local product.
Right. But that's what we did that.
Right.
But
what you're doing is,
Jim, wait a second, you're talking about two different things.
But here's the concept. Here's what we're doing. Eliminating references to building department's responsibility to determine covered products are being used consistent with their limitations of use to determine that products have demonstrated compliance with the code of law. Taking that out of my
E-72. What we're proposing is that 9-72 follows the law. The law says that the commission shall not rule the development of the product evaluation of the approval system. It doesn't say that to establish a plan review and inspection procedure.
That's correct, but you are directed later on that the covered products, medical products, structural components, shall either go through state approval or local approval as designated by the commission and rules.
And that's it. Before they're installed, they must be approved by one of the methods. Okay. That is the responsibility of three groups of people. The architect, engineer, and in one group, the contractor, and the building official, all of those have responsibility to make sure the products that they're looking at or using are in compliance with the code. But again, this is not telling you that you have to set up the process for doing inspections and planning. It just says they have to be proper materials installed, just like the code already says that.
Right, but if you eliminate references to the building department's responsibility, you're eliminating their responsibility to do this.
That won't make sense.
You are. It's a matter of law.
And the law's right here. The law says they're going to be
in the law, there
statute says the commission shall adopt rules under and 121, which is a rulemaking process, to develop and implement a product evaluation and approval system that applies statewide. The commission may enter into contracts for appropriate promotion and of innovation new technologies, processes, submittals for products from manufacturers in a timely manner, independent third party quality, grid testing and laboratory facilities product, evaluation entities, quality assurance entities, certification agencies, and foundation entities, easy accessible product acceptance list, development of stringent for reasonable testing criteria. Long-term approvals were feasible for state and local approval would be valid until the requirements of code change criteria for implementation of product approval and cost effective. None of this says that we're supposed to put in the rule responsibilities of the building departments of the product that is installed, that every product has to be approved.
Subparagraph 6 of that same section says statewide and local approval of product management decisions construction may be achieved by one of the following methods. One of these methods must be used by local officials or the commission to approve the following categories of products. List of products and structural components as established by the commission by rule, and then establishes the procedure of the types of methods.
But 6 is a subset of 5.
No, 6 is a separate section. You need to raise your hand and be acknowledged.
It's not a subset.
You need to raise your hand and be acknowledged and write down a list of people that Steve Bassett's name.
To try and get in the middle of this discussion we're having, and having listened to several things and where some heartburn is, it appears that when we developed product approval, we were very good with the state product approval. But then when we got down into the local product approval, we didn't stop at the same point in the discussion that we stopped at for statewide product approval. We carried on into the point that is covered by the building code itself, such as the one paragraph 2 they want to eliminate. We say in the building code what the issuance of a CO means to the building. It is not the place of the product approval to come along and duplicate that statement and say what the issuance of a CO is. We should simply stop at the point it says, once the local official has evaluated the product and deemed it appropriate, that's it. Then the building code covers the rest of it. The building code covers how it's installed according to the manufacturer's instructions and all the other things that a building inspector sees when he goes to the job. And that's what I see the heartburn is, that we have got part of the building code within the confines of local product approval in the product approval rule. And that's what we need to work and wordsmith out of. Is that not correct?
Okay, so that's a good way of looking at it. Based on that, is this, we want to evaluate this concept, right? That was what you put on the table. Dale and Ron.
I just thought that was the next step in the process. We were going to go through these issues.
Yeah.
And do a straw poll.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to do a straw poll on this issue as the sixth.
Which issue?
B, responsibility of local jurisdiction.
Yeah, but you got three parts up there.
All right, well, at this point, what we're trying to get concept is that built that certain language as it relates to the responsibility will be removed, and additional language will be added that clarifies what local responsibility is. I think that is the concept. Is that accurate? Dale and Ron?
Yes.
That's all we're asking for. If you support that, now we have to flesh that out if you support that concept, okay?
That's mother and apple pie.
Okay, well, let's start with mother and apple pie. It's better than starting with nothing. Okay, those who support that
Let me be clear on this, Jeff. That's all the reason I'm stopping you. Because we're still typing up here. And I want to make sure I know what I'm voting on.
Just B1.
You're rolling up B1.
Well, B1.
We need to reword it to the concept.
Yeah,
Yeah, what you need to add to the concept of B1 is that specific, some specific language that describes what the local product system requires will be
That's what I want to see, that if you have something that specific language will be added.
In other words, take 3 down below and add it up to 1, it'll be okay. Just copy 3 out of there, just the verse there, and just put it up in there and throw in below, and we'll figure that out. That's just the concept, so let's say.
Okay, my point here is that I understand what that says up there, but I don't think what is in this BOAB document accomplishes that. In other words, I'm more in agreement with the concept as it's written up there than the way
that's all we're doing right now.
All we're talking about is the concept.
Forget about the BOAB
specifics.
Forget about the BOAB strike and deletes.
Right.
Let's make it even more direct.
Right. I don't want this to come in a situation where I said, no, you agreed with it. It was right here. It's not. I'm agreeing with what's on the screen.
Jeff, a suggestion on the rewrite.
Sure.
If paragraph 1 simply said, eliminate references to inspection from the product approval rule, or eliminate those issues that are the building code issues from the product approval rule, wouldn't that suffice what we're trying to do here? Should not.
What you do on inspection and having to change the code are not properly, should not be updated properly.
Okay, so the concept is to remove the building code requirements that are already listed in the building code from the rule and to add into the rule some clarification of what is required. Is that the deal?
In general.
Concept is such a standard.
All right, and make it
yeah.
So Buster, you need to
capture
this before we
get it
up
here. Remove the building code requirements already in the rule
and replace with specific
requirements for product approval.
Requirements for local product approval.
Okay.
Replace with specific requirements for local product approval. And Rick, we need to add some caveat language with the exception of standards, you said?
Jeff, if we're voting for what's on the screen, we need to get rid of the...
Which comes?
What's in the parentheses, Steve?
Yeah. So then what we can do is copy out the lines you just added and put it separately. We just need to get him up. All we're trying to do is capture the concept. What I need to let Buster catch up is harder. What we're going to do is, I want you to go here. Go up right here.
This is complicated.
Go ahead. Copy down to that to here, standards.
I don't want to say
that.
But they had to use that.
Put it.
Hopefully, it won't fall down.
Put that right here. We're going to run that. Put it right above that box. Right there? Yeah. All right, now, I'll just put the.
Remove what's in the parentheses.
Now, leave that there just for now. This takes one here. Take the number off that. Take right here. Put that number one. And get rid of the one up there.
Just the number one up there?
Yeah, just the number one. All right. That's the staircase we want to go back to. What we're doing is removing local building code requirements or even local place specific requirements to local product approval, with the exception of the buildings and standards. So that's all we're doing concept. That's our starting point. Then we need to flesh this out if we agree to that concept, okay? All right. Did you need to say something over here, folks? George?
Can we, is there a number 3 item on that?
Took that.
No, it was, George, but we took it out and moved it up to number 1.
I took 3 out from below and put it up in here.
What was 3?
It was the the local requirements. The local requirements are mostly the
local properties. All right. And what if we... I think if we skip down to two and did two only, then we come.
Is that consistent with the concept here? Anyway, let's just go to the concept and go to that as a specific, okay? Those who support the concept.
Be clear again, Jeff, are we voting on 1.0? We voted on the paragraph up under B.
You're voting on
just
this,
one.
This sentence right here, one. That right here, all you're voting on.
Thank you.
All right, those who support that, raise your hands. Let's just draw a poll support. Come on, you support it now. I need your votes. Okay. Everybody supports it with the exception of one, is that correct, Sabrina?
Well, we're going to do a 4, 3, 2, and 1.
No, we're doing a straw poll.
Those who give it a 4, raise your hands. That means you support it, which I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hermione, are you on that? 6, 7, 8, 9 fours. Those who give it a 3 have minor reservations. 2. Is that everybody? 11. Yeah, two guys are missing. That's 13, so that's right. 11 votes. Okay. Now, what do we need to do to take this concept? Both of you have minor reservations, so I guess we need to express those. Take the concept and flesh it out. One option may be to use local right approval to competition and inspection. That's what fleshes out what's required and what you recommend is required. So let's go with that. Who has some reservations? You could offer a way to resolve your reservations. Correct, you have a reservation. What is it?
It's more the unknown. I don't understand exactly what we're going to do with remove.
Can you give us examples of what remove the requirements already in the rule?
Okay, I can give an example.
Go ahead, Steve.
If we went to 050 bracket 2, it says that the building official shall issue a CO which certifies the building was built, however the wording went. That's what we're trying to eliminate because the building code says what a issuing of a CO means. That's what we're trying to do. Take out those things that are part of the normal plan review and inspection that ended up in product approval rule and just have local product approval be basically the same concept of statewide product approval. You receive the report, you review it, you accept it, and that's it. That is that part of product approval. Then the plan review is covered by the building code.
Any questions?
Yes.
All right. Who was the other person that had
that? Craig. I'm okay with Commissioner Bass's explanation.
Would you then move the concept up to a 4?
Yeah.
All right, let's take off one. Make that 10 and make that 1. Who had the other minor reservation? You okay with it now, too? All right, let's put that on 7. Yeah. All right, so now we're going to release the starting point.
Try build consensus or what?
Let's try to take that and move forward. And I'm looking to number 2. What you've done is you've decided that the building code requirements don't need to be in the rule. That's the recommendation. You recommend that that's not the case. And you'd like to further elaborate on what the requirements for the product approval are. So what are some proposals for that? I suppose one proposal of local product approval to accomplish through plan review and inspection. So let's talk about that or whatever else you have. Ronnie and Dale, let's go. Whichever one you want to do.
Local product approval is, I think, should be made because normal process, you take a set of plans in, group plans, and they put a product on the plans, and you're familiar with it, and you always got farm building commission approval, whatever, and you can approve and control by the business and everything. Somebody comes in with a new product, may not even have submitted a permit or application. They come in for local product approval without state product approval, and you go through the local product approval process, which is supposed to be, and it should be identical to the state product approval process. That is a product approval process, and it's not being done for plan review inspection. It's being done for product approval process. So you have the option as a manufacturer or contractor or whatever to get the product approved maybe, you know, big developments come in town and they think about these new products, and they come in to you to make sure it's approved before you ever get permit submitted. That is a product approval process. And then once it gets the plan review, then you go to the city. I think to say that local product approval is, and that, that at least you believe that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah, I've got a question. Are you saying that product approval is something that's pre an action that's occurred prior to plans review and inspection? I mean, that's what I heard.
Yeah, it could be.
In advance, or separate process.
Yes, that's the product approval process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, maybe we need to talk
to
about
that too. That's correct. It doesn't have to be.
I mean, George's got a single one that has a UL certification on it, whatever. If somebody sees the house and that's out in the field, there's no product approval process that we're going through.
That's, only,
that's an inspection process to verify that that product is the proper product.
And you also got to verify that that UL listing is current to the standards in the Florida building code.
Sure. Let me try to set something up.
Go ahead, and I'll get
if we come up with responsibility of local jurisdictions, maybe that help us get through the rest of this. If we, and I will submit that the responsibility of local jurisdictions is local jurisdictions are required to verify products via land review, inspection, state number, or local approval.
Okay, let's capture the concept. Hold on, Lauren. Everybody will get a chance. Calm down.
Dale.
Once again, let's let Lester capture this concept here.
With respect to local jurisdictions' responsibility, they are required to verify products.
Just put a hole in there.
They are required to verify products through plan review, inspection, state number, or local approval. The logic behind that is to give you a concept of what the responsibility is of the local jurisdiction, and then deal with the rest of this. Now, I'm throwing that out there. It can be massaged or commented on by the end of the office.
Okay, so that's a start. That's the starting point. Now, what I have on the list right now is Dick, Steve, and Lorraine and Dennis want to speak up to me as well. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, while we're throwing things out, I'd like to limit local product approval in its philosophically to products that are being used locally as to site-specific products, so that no one could go to the local for product approval unless there was a set of plans to review, and the essence of the product approval on the local process is specific to a set of documents. I'd like to narrow that.
What kind of document?
Someone couldn't go for local product approval unless they brought, and it really wouldn't be local product approval. I guess local product approval would go away, except to the extent that it was used on a specific project in a local jurisdiction. So there'd only be state product approval. However, you could use a product at the local level specific to its use on a specific product in a jurisdiction. And then the jurisdiction could determine if it has been used once and is acceptable on that product, on that project, whether or not it's replicable.
Well, I understand where you're going, but I think it's limiting, and I'm not sure that that's reasonable. If I'm a manufacturer and...
then you go to the state.
I don't want to go through the process of statewide approval. Why can't I go to a local jurisdiction and have a local jurisdiction approve that product based on all the tests and everything that's supposed to happen, the verification process?
But why would
locally,
you do that?
For that whole jurisdiction.
But why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just go to the state?
When it's my turn, I tell you.
Because it's available.
You've done some dummies.
You can't I don't think you can rule it out.
All right. Just to get in response, the general concept was, I think, two reasons why they needed to have local approval. One was that some manufacturers may not want to market statewide, they're only regional. I have some shutter companies in particular in Southeast Florida that really are manufacturing outside of the Havelock Square being sold products. Please take it for a little bit. The second point is that given the amount of time it takes to get approved by the state, if someone has specified project, then the time to get through that process may delay the project or make sure the contractor is getting another product.
Can I just respond to Rick? My concern is the BOAF concern and the one that Dennis articulated, that the typical process for local product for local approval is through plan review and inspection. It's inconsistent, and I like that. I like the idea of the building official doing locally what he's always done through plan review and inspection, but you can't separate that from the fact that if you provide that type of service, it must be site-specific and it must be local. So all we're saying is that a manufacturer who wants local use, if he really needs it locally, will produce a set of documents that uses the plan review and inspection process. I don't understand why that's limiting. It seems it makes it easier to enforce. All I'm saying is that in order to enter the contest, he needs to produce a set of documents and a set of plans that are specific to that use. And then you can determine what you want to do with it afterwards to validate the process of inspection and plan review as a determinant of product approval.
Shut him up.
Sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
I didn't cut you off either. Go ahead, Steve.
With respect to what Dick just brought about, I have two heartburn issues with it. One, as an engineer, I know I need it, but I see he bought it for today. As an engineer, I don't want to draw up a set of plans that are iffy as to whether the jurisdiction is going to accept them or not if I put a product in. I would like to see the product approved ahead of time. Two, it would cut out what Dade County does with their product approval, because none of theirs is project specific. It is a product to apply to a certain part of the code, and it would eliminate that.
This
now,
doesn't cut that out because it allows you
to lower. Let me finish talking. I'm going to address your statement. The heartburn I have with the comment A is that we've got to understand when we're talking about responsibility of local jurisdiction, it is regards to product approval. That's why we're here today. We're discussing product approval. If we aren't careful with our statements we put in, like statement A, we're going to bring back in what the building code says. And I say A is diametrically opposite of what we just approved in number one. We're trying to get what is in the building code out of product approval in any manner. We're trying to stick with product approval. In reality, they may take place at the same moment in time, but the process is different. First, the man in his mind says, okay, I accept this product I approve this product, and in the next second he says, it fits this job I'm reviewing, it's going in here. But as far as what we're talking about in the process, there are two processes, and we need to be very careful, or we'll be right back into putting into the rule those parts that are in the building code itself. So I want to be very careful when we put a comment down here that somehow we don't end up later on with the same mess of having building code issues in the product approval rule.
Okay. The response to that, what I understood, the portion under B was a concept of what we were doing. I submitted A as a specific item to be able to deal with the rest of the concept so that we would understand that this is what the responsibility of the local jurisdiction is. And that statement under A nothing more than what the building code required.
Well, we want to be careful we don't put the words back into it.
Well, and the reason I used verify, the reason I used products, I didn't say approve, was for obvious reasons.
This piece is addressing local product approval, and what you're suggesting is that at the local level,
the attempt was to put this definition of the responsibility out there so that help us go through the rest of the concept.
Right. And that's all we're trying to do. It's okay. I have a list of folks. You wanted to say something?
I just want to get a clarification here on, I understand with regard to a list of product that's approved by the state, you know, you can do all that through inspection and plans review. Now, if I am a manufacturer who have an evaluation reported from ICC, I come directly to you as a billing official, that will fall under local approval. You'll be able to approve it according to Rule 9B72, or is kind of, that's what you meant. You'll go through the
rule,
okay. I just want to get the clarification. That's all.
That's what we're doing. Ronnie, you want to see your next on the list?
Steve kind of echoed what I said.
All right.
Taking specifically requiring project approval to a project takes away my base or any other jurisdiction's ability to do that, have their project approval system. And we're not trying to do that.
But Palm Beach is making good money with it now, too.
Okay. Any other clarification on the concept? George?
Yeah, can you clarify what you mean by verify? Well, my concept of verify is that if I have a product, I need to know that it is. Either locally or statewide.
I mean,
and I need somewhere along the lines of verifying that it's installed in accordance with its requirements. So I did, for the lack of a better word, verify was the one I used.
Okay. All right, so Chris.
I think a lot of us get confused with acceptance and approval. Product approval is a generic thing that they've taken the specifications and whatever the engineering reports are and reviewed it in accordance with what the code says and that it's accepted to be used. And I think we're getting mixed up. Approval means generally, like we used to use it, evaluation reports, they took out the word approval because people were saying that's not an approval, we just, you accept as a review of the of what you looked at. And it's up to you locally whether or not you're going to accept it.
And I agree with you, Chris, and that's why I put the terminology that I did in there.
Yeah.
You're going to verify things, and it can be verified through a number of ways. It can be inspection, plan review, state approval or local approval, and local approval is what you just described.
I don't think we want to get in plan review because not everybody does a plan review like some of us do.
No, but it gives you that opportunity. You can do it anywhere along that line.
Are we saying that you can? It's
optional.
I think I'm going to agree with you over here.
All right. any other members? I will get the folks out here. I ask you just to relax a minute. The process, let me explain the process. I'm going to take a full conversation dialogue here before we do any sort of voting or ranking. I'm going to give folks a brief opportunity to express their views if they have it. So just stay in your seats and relax, please. Any other members who want to say anything before we might get some additional comments? These are your comments now, George?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm going to ask Lorraine for hers in a minute.
I thought the point here was we were going to make this permissive and not required. I thought it's more appropriate that they're permitted to. Is that what you think? Instead of required, why don't you just take required without and say they are, are required to say, or are required to, they verify products through. Take out the are required to.
Okay. Any other members? Dave? We haven't heard from Dave yet.
Yeah. Verify is a little vague. Shouldn't we add something a little more specific, like verify compliance with the building code? Doesn't say what you're really verifying.
Verify is fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do the rule speaks to verify.
Stick up here.
The rule already has speaks to verify and perfectly and not and move forward.
I would use that brew.
Is that after this could be consistent?
I end up having some problem when we, at the end, equate plan review, inspection, state approval number, or local.